Hello and welcome everyone. I am Dr. Adina Hope and this is the Dr. O Show. This is the fifth episode of Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. In the last episode, we talked about managing the day-to-day tasks and getting your business up and running from home like the boss and staying motivated, automated, and working on time management. And then this episode, we're going to go over some basic offline marketing strategies that you can use to attract those potential clients and customers for your business in the home. And as we've discussed before, when it comes down to advertising on the internet, it is a great way to develop your brand presence, your brand confidence, and drawing in customers. So it is one of the largest ways of communication and holds a lot of opportunities for business branding and business building. However, I feel that you shouldn't limit yourself to just online marketing because we're forced to be online. There's a huge huge potential to use some of the old-fashioned ways to promote your home-based business that are cost-effective and offline that you can implement pretty easily. And let's go over a few. We're going to be talking about today word of mouth, mail out your newsletter, develop one and mail it out. You could do the gift promotion program, newspapers and magazines. We even have offline joint ventures that you could probably implement after the pandemic. But some of these other ones you can implement as soon as today. I want to say that. So let's get started. Let's talk about word of mouth in your network or your circle of influence. The people that know you, love you, trust you, and have confidence in you. So word of mouth, as we know, is the ultimate form of free marketing advertising, and it is one of the best channels out there because a word of mouth can make or break your business. So we want to make sure that what is being spoken is positive, brand building, and in revenue driving. So we all have people that we talk to on a monthly, weekly, or pretty close to a daily basis, and these are our potential customers. Because don't neglect your friends, family, and those that love and know and trust you. Because when I first started out my business, I was so nervous that I didn't have, although I had great information, I didn't have anything of value to the people that were close to me. And I learned a valuable lesson when one of my relatives came to me and she was like, Ordina, why didn't you, why wouldn't you tell me what you're doing if you're helping people lose weight? And she just happened to be a little heavy set. And we grew up together, and actually we were very thin growing up, and she just happened to have some issues that caused her to gain weight quickly. And she was practically crying, had tears in her eyes, and she's like, why wouldn't you help me? And I stood there frozen. And when I was like, I didn't think you would let me. And she was like, but if you're helping everybody else, why wouldn't I let you? And so, and then there on the flip side of that, to get away from the mushy, on the flip side of that, I've had other family members that after that I approached, and it was like, no, I'm not interested. I'm fine. I'm like, you're not fine. You have diabetes. You have all these issues. Well, I'm fine. And so you have to understand that no, doesn't always mean a definite no, and sometimes it does. But sometimes that no can mean not now. So in business building, you don't wear your yes or no verdict on your shoulder. So we just say no to the next, or no, not right now. So, or we say yes, thank you, you're a great, great, wonderful experience coming. So just keep that in mind when you're building your brand and your business, because you are the boss, and how you present your business and to whom is up to you. But also, when a person says no, that's okay. There's 7 billion people in the world. One no, well, there's 600 and some extra. 699999999 billion people in the world. And somebody out there is going to say yes, and super yes, and a hard yes. So keep your confidence up and thank the people for saying no and not wasting your time. So it's a good thing, word of mouth. So make a list. We always say start with your list. Make a list of all the people you know, you love, trust, interact with on a day-to-day basis, monthly basis, at the gym, at just people you have contacts in your phone. We have a full box where we have people's phone number, contact information locked in our box, even on email. So use some of that. If they've emailed you, that gives you the right to email them. So, and you don't have to say, hey, buy this. You can say, hey, I started a new venture and I would like you to check it out. Give me some pointers, critique it, anything. Take a look around. Let me know what you think. I trust you. Something like that to kickstart your business and get it out there in the word of mouth. Be passionate about your business. Be passionate about your future and let that radiate to people around you, so that when someone talks about you, they're going to be excited. They're going to be passionate as you are. And remember, how you present yourself is pretty much how others will present you to the next. So stay passionate about being the boss that you are. Even though you're in home brick and mortar, you was excited. Be excited because you're still the boss. Now, we can mail out newsletters. I just happen to do my podcast. That's my audio letters. My newsletters, my flyers. These are the things that I want to talk about. These are the things that hopefully helps others, because there are ways that you can, and avenues that you can use. And since we're talking about offline, we can create newsletters. They can be a little expensive and pricey, so you might want to budget your marketing in the beginning. We talked about budgeting, we talked about preparing. So make sure that there's a somewhere in your budget for newsletters. You don't necessarily have to type up a 15-page letter like back in the day. You can type up a 1-page letter, or back and, front and back, something quick, something encouraging, uplifting, informative to your potential client, your neighbors, your friends, and those you know, love, and trust. So mailing out the newsletter and the flyers can be targeted. So you could target a specific group. There's ways that people have mailing lists, and that's just for homeowners. You can buy mailing lists that's just for teens, different things like that. So you can target it to a specific group. You can create one to distribute to local gyms or stuff like that. If you want to be a workout coach, you can put a newsletter. Talk to the gym owners in your town and see if it can be distributed there. If you work with children, you can go to the local child care provider centers and ask and see if your newsletter can be distributed there. The school district, when I first started out, I worked really closely with the school district and even the Department of Corrections with the youth detention centers. And so you can get this information in the hands of the teachers, and teachers get in the hand of your potential clients, the moms and pops in your area. So just keep that in mind. You can also, they have like library bulletin boards. I use that a lot when I first started out. Some of the grocery stores have a bulletin board when you first enter in. I know Myers came to town with that, and I don't know if it's still there because that's not an avenue I use anymore. But when I started out, I posted my newsletter up there, even my business card, places where you could post your business card. You can create a little newsletter flyer that looks like a postcard and fold it and make it a business card size. So it's things that you can, tips and tricks to get the flyers or the newsletters out, but look around, look and see what others are doing, and use your creativity, get your word out there. Now let's talk about the gifts. Mm-hmm. You can promote your business by your website, by having your website on your cards or your stationery. And on the back, like when you give out your business card, you can put on the back, go to here and get your free gift. And that'll be different. Yeah, I thought of that. But, you know, you on the back of your card, you say, well, thank you for taking the time out to speak to me. Why don't you go to this website, get your free gift to kickstart, blah, blah, blah. Or like me, if you're passionate about business, you want to need help starting your business, go get the free giveaway. Listen to my podcast. We have some great information on building your home-based business now that we're all in a pandemic. You can do that and send it out just to your neighbors and people in your neighborhood. Free gift just for you for being in the house right now. It's plenty of ways. Or if somebody purchased, you can give them a little card that says you passed this to a friend. You can come back and get a free gift, or you can get a discount if they mention you. So it's different ways that we can use to get traffic to our business because we are in the home, but yet and still we can build business. Now, if you want to get a lot of people, you know, you need to come up with some very creative ways. And I gave you some tips. Use them. Use the tips. Or don't let your imagination or your fear limit you, or the fact that we're in a mandate to stay away from people. So have your business card with your home-based business email on it. I mean, URL on it and your email. Give them out to people you meet. You can't shake hands. You can pass to say, hi, have a great day. Have a gift for you. Stop through and check it out. They're like, what? Some will say no. Some will be curious. And some will be excited. So don't be offended. You can leave some at the coffee shop. And so when they pick up their coffee, they can, what is this? Free gift. Never know. Try it out. You can also, we still have the newspapers that are going around. Our newspaper's gotten pretty thin over the years, but it's still consistent to the people who are dedicated to having that information delivered to their doorstep. So you could put an ad in your local newspaper, or your adverts that you see around town. Some of them are not newspapers. There's business-oriented magazines. Give that a try. Go back to that. And I have a funny feeling that that's wave is going to come back, because we went paperless, but being in the house and everything is not, everybody is not online all the time. So it'll be refreshing to get some mail to their home. So now, what is joint venturing or partnering? So I have a partner that we have an energy business, and she's also a coach, and talk about she coaches on relationships and stuff like that. So if you have someone whose business would complement yours, then you can venture together and say, you know, let's create this complimentary product and have both of our names on it, and you give it to your people, I'll give it to my people. So, but don't just partner with anybody, because it makes no sense for you to partner with the garbage people if you're building flowers. That doesn't make sense. So be strategic and be careful and identify the proper partners that fit your business, complement your business. Be sure to use a strategy to help your business brand, and you wouldn't want to partner up with a gambling person if you're a minister. So you don't advertise the church and then you're advertising, let's go gambling at Lacey's place or whoever's place. I mean, this is no plug, but you be very strategic and have an awareness of who you're partnering with. So like if you're in the fitness market, you want to deal with someone who's in the health, where they're like a, when I first started out, I was in health and fitness, and I partnered with a nutritionist. I hired a nutritionist for my business, which actually boosted my business. Because I was doing holistic health for fitness and still do. And so I hired this nutritionist and we got together and we worked with hundreds of ladies in the area, and it was a wonderful experience. So be mindful who you partner with. Make sure that their reputation is better or fits where you want to be or where you are. And there's nothing wrong with partnering with new people. Don't get me wrong with that. I'm saying you can partner with new people, but make sure that your businesses complement each other. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you found some type of tip that will benefit you, that where you see some value. Make sure that if this is the first episode in the series Home Boss Business podcast series, that you go search around and listen to the ones that came before, the first four. If you found value, please share. Think about sharing to friends, family, people you know, love, and trust, and those who you think may need help building their business like the boss that you are, and you desire them to excel as well. There's enough room for everybody. Until then, I'm Dr. Adina Hope. I'm Dr. O. And remember, Mark 9:23, all things are possible for those who believe, and even you, the boss. All right, I'm out of here.